little birdie, come and sing me your sad song. We've a short time to stay here, and a long time to be gone. Oh, a long time to be gone. You come down, little birdie, don't you nestle in my hand. Don't you leave me like any white cloud while I stay like any man. I don't know you, little birdie, or the places you have flown. I saw once before you came here what I see when you have gone.
First up, we'd like to announce over there on the fiddle is Mrs. Jenny Estrin. And our regular guitar player and also mandolin player Gavin Duffy, he had to stay back in Portland with his new bar he's opened, a bar that we have to play some more music in soon. And sitting in for him is my dear friend and fine flat picker, Mr. Jim Horbit. Now, I'm going to save the introduction to this little lady for just a little bit, because I want to tell you some about what Timberbound is. Timberbound is a local tradition where I grew up in northwestern Oregon, and it kind of originated in a way with John and Kim Cunnick, who moved out to the Kesey property outside of Vernonia, Oregon, back in the mid-1970s, or early 1970s, and wrote songs together for just a short period of years, and produced a great batch of music. And they also drew in some of their friends and made music with people like Dave Berge, who wrote this next song, and also the man you heard earlier tonight, Hobie Keiter. So the original Timberbound band was Hobie and Dave and Kim Cunick and Mark Loring. And they made music around the Northwest for a couple years between 1975 and 1976. And so that was the first band that was called Timberbound. And then when this project came together and we made the record last year, I guess it was, we were given permission by the original members to take up that name and perform under it. And so we recorded a lot of the songs that are in their repertoire, and then a sprinkling of, you know, traditional American music. So this is a song that's on Hobie's album, and also on the Timberbound album, actually. This one is one of Dave Berge's finest compositions. Dave was a logger and a fisherman at the time I'm referring to, in the 70s. And so he wrote this, Fishing Up in Kodiak. And he and Hobie made a wonderful recording of it. I've listened to my whole life. This is The Fisherman's Life. Same place. The fisherman's life is a wearisome life, and they toil to darkness from dawn. With a broken down boat, an old worn out skiff, and their life and their futures in pawn. The rain it does squall, and the wind it does blow, and the waves they grow higher and higher. With the rolling of the boats, snapping of the lines, well, it's only the lucky retire. On the next day you hold jellyfish curse, pinnacles they pressed away. Where are the fish when they're not in their nets? They waggled their tails, swam away. Unless you have charts and you've been there before, where the islands, they all look the same. So it's make one more set and run before the storm to a small, quiet cove with no name. At night in the rain with the stiff southeast blow, well, a channel looks much like a sound. When there's rocks and there's shoals and pinnacles too, well, it's oftentimes best to run aground. On the next day you hold jellyfish they pressed away. Where are the fish when they're not in your nets? Or they waggled their tails swam away.
Play, Ginny. Take a little, Jim.
I've heard said you can walk across the fish to the shore. From Alaska southeast up to Kodiak Bay, oh, the fishing's a glittering lure.
Oh, but when the fish, they run in your nets and you're outhauled by thousand and more. While the bravern come down, you laugh and you shout and you know that you'll be back for shore. They pressed their way. Where are the fish when they're not in your nets? Or they waggled their tails, swam away.
Oh, but where are the fish when they're not in your nets? Or they waggled their tails, swam away. Thank you, everybody. So as you're going to see in this next song, Hobie and Dave's songs, as well as the songs of the Timberbound songbook, they captured something special about this place, both through depicting the landscape and the atmosphere of it, but also through the work that people did. So this is one of Hobie Kider's songs we're going to play for you now. We didn't put this on our record, but he put it on his for good reason. And it's a song he wrote about the Oregon American Logging Corporation. Now, I said John and Kim lived out there at Kesey. Well, that was the site of one of their camps. And so there were cabins left behind when all that timber was logged off. And John and Kim settled in one of those cabins. And that's a very spiritual place for both myself and Hobie and people that are part of this tradition. And so this is Hobie's song about the Oregon American Logging Corporation. They came from Camp McGregor down by train, and where they went, they ne'er came back again. And it's everyone a giant of the woods, got carted off just like some stolen goods. Where did all the timber go? Where is all that old growth now? That's what I'd like to know. It took so very long for it to grow, and now it's gone. Solid gone. The timber that came down from this place was the finest ever seen by the race. 100 feet and more, straight, gray, clear, the very limit of the rolling gear. Where did all the timber go? Where is all that old growth now? That's what I'd like to know. It took so very long. American, and for them worked many a good man. And in these works they took their pride, because they believed they had progress on their side. Where did all the timber go? Where is all that old growth now? That's what I'd like to know. Took so very long for it to grow. Finished off this grove was the Second World War's push and shove, till only the taste of victory was left to a land that lost its tree. Where did all the timber go? Where is all that old growth now? That's what I'd like to know. Took so very long for it to grow. They bear different names, but the policies remain about the same. Except that now the big trees are gone, they can't wait till they're grown to knock them down. Where did all the timber go? Where is all that old growth now? That's what I'd like to know. It took so very long for it to grow, and now it's gone, Lord, Lord. Solid gone. Sure. So I saved the introduction of Kate for a little later, because she's going to finally sing for you now. We should have just had her singing the whole time. But she's learned some of these Timberbound songs and sings this one very finely. I grew up knowing Kate from at least the age of 5, her grandfather and mine attended the U of O together before and after the Second World War. And then my mom studied painting with her father and grandfather. And so I got to know her. Every summer we would go to the Oregon coast, and they would be painting, and I would be crabbing with my father or trying to draw. And we would sing, like, the Lion King together. You know, Lion King soundtrack, stuff like that. And then when we ended up both going to Lewis and Clark College, and so we did some singing at Lewis and Clark together, and then that slowly devolved into this. And so she, you know, she's, like myself, a native Pacific Northwesterner. She grew up in Aberdeen, Washington, and she's going to sing for you Kim Cunnick's melody, John Cunnick's lyrics to one of the Timberbound songs. This is Father's Song. She's going to start it all by her lonesome. Or she's going to start it with Jenny. She's going to start with Jenny.
He made his first calls on the back of a Harley, a young old Doc Rivers, and a hell of a fool. I'd watch as he'd slide that black bag in his Healy, hear him wind it up forth as I'd head off to school. And I never expected he'd go down too easy. It's turned dead in the wind and the rain, for the light in his eyes burned like wildfire times, and the slow rain it runneth in everywhere. He must have grown cornered, I know he grew fighting. He never quite learned, Lord, he never gave away. Held under by God and outflanked by the prosperous, snarling a bit like some wild thing at bay. And I never expected he'd go down too easy. It's turned, turned in the wind and the rain, for the light in his eyes burned like wildfire times, and the small rain it runneth in everywhere. Stories and mama loved songs. It was her I missed most when I set out to roam. And I never expected he'd go down too easy. It's turned, turned to the wind and the rain, for the light in his eyes burned like wildfire times, and the small rain it runneth in everywhere. I had 22 years, was working in Frisco, when he found him a woman was much of his mind. But it's none of my business if in their only lifetime that the light in their eyes should burn tender at times. And I never expected he'd go down too easy. It's turned, turned to the wind and the rain, the light in his eyes burn like wildfire times, and the small rain it runneth in every way. No, I never expected he'd go down too easy. It's turn, turn to the wind and the rain, for the light in his eyes burn like wildfire times, and the small rain it runneth.
Kate Sangren on the vocals, everybody. Now then, we get to that time where we decide if we play what we said we were going to play. I think we want to play a gospel song for you now. We're going to give you one popularized to our generation, at least, by John Hartford. because he put this record out, I don't know, just about a decade before I was born. Steam-powered Aeroplane. And this is the song that starts and ends the album. We're not playing that song. We're playing Turn Your Radio On, which is the gospel tune off of this wildly original album. Aeroplane is the name of the record. Turn Your Radio On is the name of the gospel tune. This one's originally by Alfred E. Brumley.
Sing along if you know it, too.
Please sing with us. One and G. Come and listen to the radio station where the mighty host of heaven sing. Turn your radio on.
Turn your radio on.
Turn your radio on.
Turn your radio on.
If you want to hear the songs of Zion, come from the land of endless spring. Get in touch with God.
Get in touch with God.
Turn your radio on.
Turn your radio on.
Turn your radio on.
Turn your radio on.
And listen to the music in the air. Turn your radio on.
Turn your radio on.
Turn your radio on.
Share.
Lights down low. And listen to the master's radio. Get in touch with God.
Get in touch with God.
Turn your radio on.
Turn your radio on.
Listen to the songs of the fathers and the mothers and the many friends gone on before. Turn your radio on.
Turn your radio on.
Turn your radio on.
Turn your radio on.
Some eternal morning we shall meet them over on the hallelujah shore. Get in touch with God.
In touch with God.
Turn your radio on.
Turn your radio on.
Turn your radio on.
Turn your radio on.
And listen to the music in the air. Turn your radio on.
Turn your radio on.
And the glory share.
Glory share.
Turn your lights down low.
Turn your lights down low.
And listen to the master's radio. Get in touch with God.
Get in touch with God.
Turn your radio on. Play it, Jim. Friends gone on before. Turn your radio on.
Turn your radio on.
Turn your radio on.
Turn your radio on.
Some eternal morning we shall meet them over on the hallelujah shore. Get in touch with God.
In touch with God.
Turn your radio on.
Turn your radio on.
Turn your radio on.
Turn your radio on.
Listen to the music in the air. Turn your radio on.
Turn your radio on.
The glory share.
Glory share.
Turn your lights down low.
Turn your lights down low.
Listen to the master's radio. Get in touch with God.
Get in touch with God.
Turn your radio on.
Turn your radio on.
Turn your lights down low.
Turn your lights down low.
Get in touch with God. Turn your radio on. Turn your radio on. Thank you so much, everybody. How are we doing on time? Does anybody have any idea what time it is? You just want to keep going? Okay. We will ramble on in that case.
6 minutes.
We got 6 minutes?
Eight.
Oh, eight. Beautiful. Time for two more. We're going to play a medley for you first, and then I'm going to throw some at Jim that he's going to pick up real fast.
What are you playing? Guitar? You know, guitar?
Jim makes all my decisions.
But I need my capo back. Where did my capo go?
Was that?
Guitar mic closer? Oh, we can't hear you. Here, let's
Yeah, I can move the still.
Okay.
All right, this is a little medley we put together we like to play for you before we head back into Timberbound territory. Many of the first few songs we played are on our CD over there. It tells the story more in depth of this music. A little thing I wrote, and it has I think three or four of Hobie Kider's songs on there. All three of Dave Berge's original songs are on there, and a bunch of songs out of the Timberbound songbook. It's a beautiful, beautiful volume, and if you like a copy, I've got some that are available for sale. So just let me know. We are, you know, once again, want to thank Folklife, and please give it up for all the volunteers, the sound people, and everyone who puts this thing together. Just to tell a little story while I'm tuning my banjo, one volunteer I'd like to highlight in particular is sitting over here on this rock. Her name is Caitlin Romvet. Caitlin is a great musician. She could be with her saxophone or her fiddle just walking around and sitting in with every single band here. Or she could be back in the musician's tent jamming. But she's out here volunteering all weekend long. She just puts in the work, you know? And so it's like people like that that I can't believe we're so lucky to have such a big community of people that do it. It's really special. So hats off to you, Caitlin, and all of your ilk. Well, the girls all dance with the boys from the city, and they don't care to dance with me. But it ain't my fault that the fields are muddy, and the red clay stains my feet. Well, it's under my nails, and it's under my collar, and it shows on my Sunday clothes. Though I do my best with the soap and water, but the damned old dirt won't go. But when I pass through the pearly gate, will my gown be gold instead? Or just a red clay robe with red clay wings and a red clay halo for my head? Dust in summer, when it blows in a crimson tide, till the trees and leaves and cows are the color of the dirt on the mountainside. Oh, but when I pass through the pearly gate, will my gown be gold instead? Or just a red clay robe with red clay wings and a red clay halo for my head?
Play a little on, Jenny.
Jordan's banks, they're red and muddy, and the rolling water is white. But I got no boat, so I'll be good muddy when I get to the other side. Oh, but when I pass through the pearly gate, will my gown be gold instead? Or just a red clay robe with red clay wings and a red clay halo for my head? Yes, I'll take the red clay robe with red clay wings and a red clay halo for my head.
Talking on, I love so fair. My love for her
yes, I know I'll meet her there. It's mighty dark for me to trap since my sweetheart, she is gone.
I think so too.
Are we an F or
I think just this. Okay, everybody, I think we got just time for one more, if I'm not mistaken, so we're going to play for you now. John and Kim's little hit that they had out there in Vernonia and in our neck of the woods. This is one of the songs we all love to sing. And so if you don't know how it goes, you just watch my friend Jim Buxton. Where's Jim at? Jim's the man with the magnificent beard sitting right there. And Jim, he's gonna be hollering it out. So you just watch Jim and follow his lead. And thank you. So this song comes with the obligatory logger vernacular. It's not logger vernacular, it's logging vernacular. And about the skitters and the yarders, that set that, here's to those that set the choke tote saws
and pull green chain.
And so the one term there I'm gonna zoom in on is the green chain. If you're pulling green chain, it means you're taking the freshly hewn lumber out of the sawmill and stacking it. So that's one of the jobs that John Cunick did in the sawmill, was he would pull green chain. So there's another song, another good mall, where he talks about shrapnel on the green chain. And so this is like a term that he really liked, and so he stuck it in a few of his tunes. And that's, you know, what I learned from Hobie about, you know, if you want to write and capture a place, study the people, study the work that they do, and be specific. Like, tell about the cool, weird stuff that involved in those jobs. And that's what John did so well, and it's part of what makes his music so much fun. I think he glories in it. So here's the boys of Columbia County. I've been running down that ragged road for keys. There's sawdust in the mud that's in my shoes. I've been rolling on that black ice nice and easy, with a bad case of them Tuesday morning blues. Here's of them that run the skitters and the yarders, set choke toe saws and pull green chain. Oh yeah, here's to the boys of Columbia County. Good old boys ain't got the sense to come out of the rain. Now you might spend your whole life long falling timber, and that timber, it might never fall on you. But if you can last it out until the weekend, you might just survive next Friday night at Lou. Here's to them that run the skitters and the yarders, set choke toe saws and pull green chain. Oh, here's to the boys of Columbia County. Good old boys ain't got the sense to come out of the rain. Jenny. Some got four-wheel drive to get their groceries. They got tree farmers for the ladies' motor pool. When the Chinook rains come down on them a headlong, it'll take a hydroplane to get your kids to school. Yeah, here's the them that run the skitters and the yarders, set the choke
Thank you, everybody. Thank you to Folk Life. We appreciate you joining us here at the Rhapsody Stage. Please let me know if you'd like.